This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. is calling for a swift and impartial investigation into the deadly Israeli strike on a World Central Kitchen food convoy in Gaza. Seven workers were killed, including an American. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the World Central Kitchen was doing critical work in Gaza.
These people are heroes. They run into the fire, not away from it. They show the best of what humanity has to offer when the going really gets tough. They have to be protected.
Blinken says he spoke to Israeli officials calling for a thorough investigation, but he wouldn't say if he now thinks twice about U.S. military sales to Israel. Israel is the largest recipient of U.S. military aid, and Blinken says many of the contracts being fulfilled now go back years. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A pair of new studies shows just how costly it is to buy a home in the U.S. right now. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, real estate experts say many households will need a six-figure annual income to afford a typical home.
An analysis released by the website Zillow earlier this year found that house hunters would have to earn more than $106,000 annually to afford a median-priced home. This week, the financial website Bankrate said prospective buyers would need a $110,000 income. Those are major increases from similar estimates just 4 years ago. Mortgage rates are high, but with fewer homes on the market, housing prices keep rising. Meanwhile, experts say wages haven't increased at the same rate. Of course, those estimates are based on national data. The Bankrate study found that people in the South and Midwest would need to earn less to pay for new digs than those in the West and Northeast. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Major freight railroads will be required to maintain two-person crews in most circumstances under a new federal rule released today. NPR's Joel Rose reports the rule comes amid a heightened focus on rail safety after the fiery derailment in Ohio last year.
The Federal Railroad Administration released the details of a rule that requires the largest railroads to have at least two crew members for most trips. Railroads have sought the discretion to operate trains with only one person. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the second crew member plays a crucial role.
Some of these trains running through communities are about 3 miles long, and they want to operate that with one person. It defies common sense.
The rule is a win for rail unions, which have long opposed one-person crews because of safety and job concerns. But a railroad industry trade group called it a, quote, unnecessary regulation that has no proven connection to rail safety. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 396 points to 39,170. The Nasdaq was down 156 points. This is NPR. Chicago's Symphony Orchestra has named a very young conductor as its newest music director. NPR's Anastasios Loukas reports 28-year-old Klaus Makola of Finland will be the youngest lead conductor in Chicago Symphony history, one of the youngest artists to ever lead a major American orchestra.
Klaus Makola has enjoyed a meteoric rise in recent years. He is currently chief conductor of the Oslo Philharmonic in Norway and music director of France's Orchestre de Paris, with whom he recently recorded Stravinsky's Petrushka. Along with his work in Chicago, which begins in 2027, Mekela will also become chief conductor of Amsterdam's Concertgebouw Orchestra the same year. He'll be giving up his spots in Oslo and Paris to make time for Chicago and Amsterdam. Anastasia Tsoukas, NPR News, New York.
There are more billionaires on the planet, and collectively they are richer than ever. That's according to the latest annual list of the world's wealthiest people from Forbes. Forbes says all told there are 2,781 billionaires worldwide. That's 144 more than last year. 813 of them are in the U.S. That includes names like Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, and Jeff Bezos, and new names like singer Taylor Swift, who joins the exclusive club. All told, the world's billionaires control a whopping $14.2 trillion. That's up from last year. Crude oil futures prices gained ground today. Oil rose $1.44 a barrel to $85.15 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.